Episode 160, The Power of Opinions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is a gorgeous, beautiful week, an absolutely incredible day for you. You know what? The sun is shining, and if it's not shining outside, literally, let it be shining in your heart today. I'm so excited you are here. It is our chat time, and I pray that your week is going to be an awesome week, and no matter what you do, that you do it with just really, truly the utmost joy. Today, we're going to talk about something really deep, the power of opinions. And I don't think a lot of us realize how much that this really has a hold on us. But as I watch my children growing up, as I see things in the news, and I experience life in general, and I love to people watch, and just as I can see things when I'm out in the store and in public, it's amazing the power of opinion. So that's what we're going to chat about today. One thing I want to just let you know is if at any point in time you want to get a hold of me, you know where to go, createyournow.com. You can find me there. You can leave me a voicemail. You can send me an actual email. A lot of you guys listen to this on the road, meaning you're on the move and you don't have a pen and paper right there with you. And if you're doing that, awesome. But I would love to hear from you. There's multiple ways. Go to createyournow.com. There's just great information there. I mean, so much. And I don't want to overflood your time right now with that. But go to createyournow.com. Find me there. Let me know what you're looking for. How can I help you in your race of life, this game of life that we all are going through? And you know what? We're so much better together as we can lift each other up. All right, let's jump right on into the power of opinions. Steve Jobs says this, and it's quite lengthy, and so I really want you to think about each word as I read it. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Mr. Jobs says it very, very frankly. You know, a lot of us, we are trapped by that dogma where it's what everybody else thinks. You know, life can get so frustrating, and you're out there trying to be your best selfie. You're trying to raise a gorgeous, beautiful family. You want to support your community. You volunteer, and you want to continue to grow personally, right? You want to get better. But what do you get? All you get is pushback. You get hold back and say, what? That's what they do. You start telling people, oh, I'm doing this, or I'm trying this out, or I'm starting this business, or I'm going back to school, or oh my goodness, I'm going to start homeschooling. Oh no, now we've decided to go to a private school. We're not going to a public school. We're going to a Christian private school now. Whoa, say what? You know, all of a sudden then everybody wants to chime in. And it can make your world so murky. I mean, nothing's clear. You can't even see the trees in the forest. It's all a total blur. It's a fog. And you're walking around going, what? I thought life was supposed to be more than this. The dream that I had when I was 5 and 6 years old of that, you know, being that Cinderella getting married, and now I find myself in a fog and murky waters and I have no direction. But I have everybody telling me what to do and none of it makes sense. The power of opinions. What is it that people feel the necessity to meddle in your life, freely telling you what you should and should not be doing? Now, the crazy thing is somewhat we allow that to happen. Think about it. We allow the opinions of others to influence us. Now, some of those opinions can be very good if they're coming from a trusted resource, someone that you know, like, and trust, someone that you have a lot of faith in, who has had maybe previous experience. And there's just something about them that resonates deep with you, and you know, yeah, they get me. I get them. I I enjoy them. So you trust them. Their opinion counts. But you see, the thing is we usually don't focus on those few people that we find. We focus on the mass majority, the ones that bring drama into our life. You know who I'm talking about. The ones that, you know, live on as if they want to be in soap operas all the time. And if not, they create one. And if they can't find excitement in their life, they find it in someone else's life. And why is it that's where we get sucked into? Are you at that position right now today? Are you getting sucked in to some things where the power of opinions are actually holding you back? You know, questioning your reasons for, you know, let's say you want to go to a spiritual conference, okay? Maybe you want to go to a blogging conference because that's been something that you wanted to do. And so you saved up money and you're going on a blogging conference, all right? Maybe you just seriously want to build lean muscle and live healthier. But you know what? They still talk. No matter what it is, and here you think you're doing good, but what you're getting are these opinions of not so much. Then what happens? You begin to question, am I doing the right thing? Is this the direction I'm supposed to be going? A lot of people even question, gosh, is this God telling me that I'm not supposed to be doing this? How do you know? The power of opinions. When you think about it, when is enough? Enough. I mean, really, when do you have to push back yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to be held to your opinions because I need to focus on what I need to. You see, during my tornado of life, my bigger one, I've been through lots of them, but my huge one that I went through, you know, about 5 years or so ago now, and it was crazy. During that tornado, there were three people that knew what was going on, that actually knew what my full plan was. Even the people closest to me that I would tell anything to did not know what I was doing. You see, that was a strategy. I had an episode on about telling your secret. And you may want to go back and look at that. I'll have that in the show notes here. You can just click on the little I for info and you can see what episode that was. But you have to be very careful. And so I took that strategy myself and said, you know what? I've got to protect me. I don't want to create unnecessary drama. You know, if I tell somebody this, they may try to keep me from going there. And it may not just be that they don't want me to go there. It's just maybe the things that they say won't keep me on track, or I might become distracted from the actual goal. And so I was very purposeful. I was very driven. And I said, this is my strategy and this is what I'm going to do. And I stuck to my guns. And you know what? I accomplished my goal. Of course, ultimately with the help of Jesus Christ. It wasn't by myself. But I only had three key people who knew everything. You see, I look at it too. Think about when you go buy electronics nowadays, or you know, you go buy a big computer and they always ask you when you're checking out at the store, do you want an extended warranty on that? That's kind of what you're doing. You're creating that extended warranty, that protection measure. It's protecting you, and it's not a bad thing, but the power of opinions, remember, can suck you the wrong direction. It can derail you, and sometimes it can derail you on purpose, because as much as there's good in the world, there's also what? Bad in the world, and that's when you have to do. Think about what Steve Jobs said. It's the dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. He says, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. It's so easy to do that. We tell a dream to somebody and it's shot down and you're like, oh, you're crushed. Think about it when you tell your child that they can't have that one toy that they want when you're at the toy store. They're crushed. You feel the same way. Obviously, one's more, you know, life evolving than the other, right? Of course, but it's the same feeling. They're crushed because what they thought is their dream at that immediate time, they're crushed by it because they don't get it. Same with you. Your dream that you had is now crushed because what you were dreaming is no longer now. Somebody doesn't believe in you. The power of opinions. You see, there is a way, though, to create a protection measure, to have that extended warranty, and that is your KISS. Recruit your specific support system, your SSS, your specific support system. Now you say, how do I do that? Well, it's easy, okay? I should say really it's simple, but not easy, okay? Remember, it's the keep it simple strategy. So it's simple, but it's not easy. You have to be very strategic in that. Number one, you're only going to have a couple or a few people. How many did I have? I had three. Very strategic people in my life at the right time. I had three. Number two, know, like, and trust. You need to have this feeling of knowing them, okay? You need to like them. If you don't like them, you're not going to what? Trust them. Know, like, and trust them. Okay? These few people that you might know, like, and trust, and number three, that you always get a good feeling about. There's no drama involved. They are very happy to be very specific with you. They tell you the truth in love. Maybe they're blunt about it, but they're telling you the truth. These people may be like your coach, okay? You may have a coach, someone who is out of the situation, is removed emotionally, can look at it from a different perspective, okay? That's why coaches are so important. They see things from a different advantage than where you are because you are in the middle of it. It may actually be your spouse. Now, at the same time, it may not be your spouse. In all likelihood, it's probably not your best friend, believe it or not. Now, if it is a best friend, it may be one that you developed a relationship with later on in life as an adult. It may not be your best friend from the fifth grade on now, or it may not be your high school best friend because maybe they're still living in the drama world and you're trying to get out of that and you're like, ugh. So you have to be very, very strategic. You have to recruit your specific support system, okay, your SSS. And that's what you want to do when you have them. And sometimes it's coming along, literally, coming over to Create Your Now podcast at the private Facebook group, just knowing that you have people there, knowing that, yes, we're of like-mindedness. That's number four. It's important because if you don't surround yourself with the people that are believing in you and where you are headed, that doesn't mean they're going to agree with you 100% because there's different ways of doing things. We all have opinions, but the support is there, and that's the key word. You want to remove yourself from the power of opinions, and you want to establish yourself in your specific support system. That is where you're aiming for. So you can do this. You can take yourself out of the power of opinions and you can let your life fly. You can remove it from active hostility or opposition, that antagonistic sort of manner. And you can do what Steve Jobs says at the very end. And he says, and most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Are you following your heart today, or are you allowing the power of opinions to control you? I want you to really think about that. I want you to chew on it. I want you to meditate on it. I want you to pray about it and say, really, where am I in that? Is it cutting my goals off? Am I allowing the power of opinions to change what I really need to be doing in my direction of life, my purpose? Because you were here for a reason. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And you are here to live out your best selfie. Go out and amplify your life. Train hard. Think about the power of opinions and go find your specific support system. I love you so very much. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.